This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
It wasn't only healthcare and tax reform sucking up the air in D.C. today. The U.S. and China began trade talks, and there are clouds over these talks. North Korea, Chinese steel production. But the discussion, billed as economic dialogue, will likely tackle a whole host of issues. Where Chinese companies want access to our markets, where we want access to theirs. One big concern for U.S. tech companies are new hoops for firms that want to play on China's digital turf. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the story.
The U.S. and China have a low-trust relationship, particularly when it comes to the web and snooping. Beijing has new cybersecurity rules, developed in part out of fears that the Chinese internet was being spied on by the American NSA, which of course was surveilling Americans. Kaiser Guo runs the Seneca podcast.
If the NSA was able to compel all these major American internet players to turn over personal information, what's to suggest that they are not doing exactly the same thing or worse when it comes to Chinese users?
The Chinese rules require international companies doing business there to use mainland servers and hardware and services, which they have to buy from Chinese companies, many of which are doing quite well, says Bill Bishop, publisher of the online newsletter Sinocism.
Chinese internet firms like Alibaba, Tencent, Baidu, when you add up the market capitalization of all the Chinese internet companies that are public around the world, you're somewhere close to $1 trillion in market cap.
For U.S. firms like Google, the risk is not just doing business under Chinese rules, but also that Beijing gets its hands on your data, say private Gmail communication. That kind of thing has happened in China, says Kaiser Guo.
Yahoo was compelled to turn over email records of a dissident who then spent many years in prison as a result of this.
Still, no one is pure. The U.S. has also blocked Chinese tech investments here on grounds of national security. So in the digital economy, mutual protectionism may be the norm. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.